Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Hello, aspiring and fellow freelancers.
This is Connie and Belle,
your hosts for the Freelancing with Faith podcast. Connie is podcasting from her bedroom in Navotas,
while Belle is podcasting from her home in Parañaque.
We are both moms and working from home for years. As you listen,
make sure to grab your coffee or tea or any drink you prefer.
Pay attention and take down notes. Get ready to learn how to build your online freelancing business
while strengthening your faith in God.
Good evening and good morning or good afternoon for Team Replay. Wait lang ah, mag-share lang ako. Di pa rin ako tapos eh.
Go ahead.
Ikaw muna magkwento dyan, Isabel.
Eto, please pray for me, brothers and sisters. Kasi kasalukuyang may colds. Thank God na hindi naman siya, you know, the big C, COVID. Hindi naman. Kaya ano, take extra care, brothers and sisters. Magulo rin lang kasi yung weather these days. Ulan araw. Take a lot of vitamin C.
Yes, yun yung sasabihin
fruits
ko.
And veggies. Bawal magkasakit, mga kapatid.
Oh, sabi ko sa kanya bawal eh, pero may sakit pa rin siya. So, hello, good evening. We are Connie and Belle and we're here to share with you some tips and training or video interviews on how to start and scale your freelancing business with God as the real boss. So, ayan. So, may special guest ulit kami. Kasi mas gusto niyo yung may guest kesa kami lang eh. And, okay, invite
Bina naman tayo eh.
Nagtampo. So, ayan. So, may special guest kami. Make sure to ask your questions, especially if you want to acquire more clients using LinkedIn. So, sis Bel, go. Intro mo na siya.
Yes, it's a great pleasure for me to introduce our speaker today who is going to talk to us about how to get clients on LinkedIn. This is a subject in which we should all be deeply interested. So we would know that there are a lot of ways to find and get clients, not just on Upwork. Ito yung mga favorite natin dati, sis Connie. Upwork, online jobs, and other freelancing platforms. Our speaker, although having spent almost her entire career as an electronics engineer in the software industry and manufacturing industry, has transitioned into online freelancing for almost 3 years now, specializing on LinkedIn. Kaya sobrang interesting talaga. She's now scaling up her digital marketing agency and LinkedIn marketing agency and is already working with her own team. Ooh. From a struggling mom who always do overtime in her corporate job, appear to a mom who owns now her time and slowly transitioning to more time, freedom, and financial freedom. Brothers and sisters, please join me in welcoming our LinkedIn strategist, Momshi Ivy Joy Calmares.
Yay! Welcome, welcome. Good evening. Naka-unmute ka pa. Naka-mute ka pa, hindi unmute. Ayan.
Hello everyone. Hello everyone.
Ganda na shirt eh. Bigay mo lang ako shirt eh. Oh.
Maganda yung shirt.
Excited din ako masuot ko eh. Dito.
Thank you for spending time with us at, you know, paunlakan. O, diba? Mapaunlakan ang aming imbitasyon, no?
Nax! Filipino!
Yes! Kalo! So, natinatype ko yung last name mo para ako nagutom kasi nilagyan ko ng A, eh, Calamares.
Ano ba, sis?
Totoo, madaming nagkakamali dyan. Kahit yung client ko, kahit ako mismo, nung last time, ano, pinadouble check niya sa akin, hindi ko man lang din nakita na Calamares pala yung nilagay niya doon sa, ano, nag-send siya ng, yung sa invoice, I mean sa, ano, bill, ayun, nagkakamali. Kailangan.
Oh, diba?
May ibang diba? Nasa isip.
Oo. Sabi yung kailangan ko ano yan, sisihin.
Pero bago tayo ano mag tanong ng formal, hindi naman formal, basta connected sa freelancing, share mo muna yung short journey mo kung paano ka napunta sa freelancing from an engineer, 'di ba? Oo. Oh.
Ah, sige. Ayun. So, actually, dun sa intro, ano na pala, more than four years na ako sa freelancing. And, from being an engineer, so, syempre, nung mabata-bata pa tayo, gusto mo nasa corporate ka lang, gano'n, tapos gusto mo akitin yung ano corporate ladder, gusto mo ma-reach yung, syempre from entry engineer, gusto mo maging head, mga gano'n. So, syempre, I think most of the moms that are already freelancing now, ang pinaka turning point talaga namin is yung nakita niyo pa ako, nakita ko kasi nag-loading yung
kita
yung internet ko. Yun ang pinaka turning point is yung naging pregnant ako sa second baby ko. Tapos, ano kasi, yung first baby ko noon is, 8 months. Then, nag-pregnant na ulit ako sa second baby ko. So, syempre, napag-isip-isip ko na, hala, grabe. May fear. Then, paano ko maalagaan yung anak ko? Well, nag-work ako. Then, butis pa ako, bale. So, and yung time na rin na yun is nag-resign yung head namin sa IT. So, bali IT engineer, naging IT engineer na yun na yung focus ng, kung sa freelancing ba naging niche ko sa IT engineering. So, nag-resign yung head namin sa IT. Then, ako na yung nandun sa posisyon niya. So, bali, pregnant ka, naging head ka bigla. Then, madaming OT, madaming stress. Siyempre, nakuha mo na lahat yung mga task. Then, siyempre, magdadalawang isip ka na rin. No, kaya ko pa ba to? Then, minsan mga 9 PM ka na umuwi, ganun. Tapos, butis ka pa. Tapos may baby ka pa na 8 months pa lang. So, ayun, parang wake up call yun sa akin na, ay, kailangan ko na another source of income na nasa bahay lang ako. Tapos, ang first talaga nun is, naririnig ko na yung freelancing. Naririnig ko na siya sa government kung nakikita, ay kung nakita niyo sa DICT, I mean kung aware kayo sa Department of Information Communication Technology. Yun, sa DICT, meron silang Facebook page. Parati ko siyang nakikita na meron silang mga training sa ganito, ganyan. So, nag-i-inquire ako, paano ba ako makapag-join sa isang sa training nyo? But, yun nga, given na may anak ka, tapos buntis ka pa, paano ka makaka-attend? Parang attend ka pa ng training, pupunta ka pa doon. Tapos, ano, so, ayun, nag-invest ako for myself. But, ano pala, na-search ko pa pala yung mga keywords sa Facebook. Freelancing, ganun, work from home, yun, mga keywords na yun. So, nakita ko yung mga Facebook group na Facebook pages na mga na freelancing, sa mga freelancing communities. So, at first, actually, doon ako kay, ano, sa kay Freelancers of the Philippines by Jason Dulay. Then, later on, si ano na, naman kay Freelancers Movement by John Pagulayan. So, ayun. Ayun, nung nakita ko yung mga posts, syempre ma-inspire ka, may mga mommies, may mga tatanda, may mga bata pa, mga ano pa lang, mga 18 pa lang, may trabaho na sila online. Tapos yung iba, may mga kung ano-ano na lang na ipundar nila, di ba? So parang, wow, grabe. Ayun, ang sarap nito. Tapos marami pang mga mommies na, ayun, nasa bahay lang sila, mga ganyan. So, tapos, yun, parang, nag-resign ako, then nag-invest ako ng sa isang course. Then, ayun, started as a virtual assistant. And, yun, virtual assistant, then nag-niche down into, kasi nakita ko yung andaming demand din sa LinkedIn. So, nandun ako para, doon ako napupunta, tsaka yung mga jobs, doon sa, tapos yung may client ako na, ano, na kahit sinabihan ko siya na, breastfeeding mama ko, tapos ganito, ganito lang ako pwede magtrabaho. Ayun, parang willing naman siya, okay naman sa kanya na, ano, na kahit ganun yung sitwasyon. So, ayun, parang, ayun, napunta na ako sa freelancing. Parang, ayun, naging okay naman, naging okay din naman yung journey. Although, syempre, hindi talaga siya madali. No?
Ayan. Follow-up question lang. Curious lang ako, kasi nag-resign. Oo. Nag-e-echo.
Ayan.
Try mo ulit.
Test mic. Ayan. Bali, nag-resign ka. Wala ka pa talagang online job noon.
Yes, totoo.
By faith.
Totoo.
Leap of faith.
Yes.
And then how long?
Totoo. Actually, madaming nagsabi na parang ang stupid naman ng ng decision na yun.
Relate ako dyan, ano, sister.
parang di ba ako nag-isip? Parang, kasi ano eh, yung sa company namin, madaming benefits, talaga, 85% ang pag nanganak ka, covered yun ang company. So, malaking bagay talaga siya, actually, na ano, na give up ko yun. But, yun nga, since, parang sinabi ko naman, oh, may ipon naman tayong konti, parang ganun. So, tapos, inisip ko, ano ba talaga yung
Hi.
Test mic. Nag-free.
Nag-free.
Feeling ko minsan ako eh.
Hindi, nag-free siya. Ala, internet, makisama ka.
Be back.
Please.
Come back. Sige, habang naghihintay tayo, nakaka-relate ako sa kinukwento ni Ivy.
Kaya nga eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero ay, ang gusto ko dun sa kinuwento niya is willing to ano, yung client niya, yung I think first client niya, 'di ba, na willing na kunin siya despite na sinabi niya na ganito yung schedule. So for our moms, our newly parents there.
Yes. Na baka kasi iniisip nila ang pag sinabing online job, parang katulad pa rin sa dati na may part-time, full-time. Eto may ano talaga, dito pumapasok yung flexibility.
Mm-mm.
Ayan na siya. Ayan, welcome back. Teka, remove yung isa sis. Dalawa siya. Ayan.
Ganun talaga yung problema ko din dito. Ayun. Nagpalit ako ng from Globe to Smart.
Go
Smart.
Ganun talaga pag pilates, di ba parang kailangan mo yung may dalawang internet.
Yes.
Tapos, ayun. Ano ba yung sinasabi ko?
Ayun, yung leap of faith mo. So, nakarating ka na nga dyan. Naging freelancer ka na finally. Kasi ang IT, financially rewarding yan eh.
Oo,
malaki lang sweldo mo for sure.
Totoo. As in, bale, tsaka since parang yung parang naglalaban na yung parang ambisyon mo na maging head, ganun, tapos yung family mo, at sino yung pipiliin mo? Yung family, tsaka yung health mo. Kasi yung previous job ko is yung sa planta. Then, saan na lang kami sa mga buildings, mga offices, ganun. So, leap of faith talaga siya. Tapos, pinag-pray ko talaga siya ng mabuti na kaya naman, kahit naman ano lang yung kakainin, yung parang kamote na lang yung kakain, mabubuhay ka rin naman, di ba? Ano ba yung mas importante talaga sa iyo, yung health? Kasi mahirap baka makunan, di ba? Mahirap talaga as in. Tapos, yun nga, nag-decide ako na mag-resign, pero ang next sana na goal nun is mag-attend ng seminar or mga sa DICT or mag-apply mismo sa government na IT or engineer yon. So ayun. Yun nga nung nag-enroll ako kasi August lang yun, tapos wala pang isang buwan nakuha na ako ng client. Salamat naman sa Diyos na yun, kaya grateful ako talaga sa mga freelancing communities. Yun kung ayun na may mga coaches, may mga tao na nag-inspire sa'yo, kaya maganda talaga na kung may goal ka ngayon, for example, kung kay parenting or sa faith, sa sumali ka sa mga Facebook groups, mag-follow ng mga pages na gusto mo na mag-grow, kung saan ka gusto mag-grow. So, ayun. Yun. Sa nung nag-join na ako, nag-invest ako ng pang-enroll doon sa course. Kasi alam, nung nagbabasa lang ako ng mga posts doon, mga guides. Meron kasing mga guides, di ba, sa groups. So, pwede namang magbasa-basa lang. Pero, mahihirapan ka din kasi. For example, ako, Makita mo dun sa group. Ito, first, make an Upwork, create your own Upwork profile, ganun. Tapos, mga ganyan. So, syempre, mag-research ka paano mag-create. Tapos, hindi ka na-approve. Hindi ka pa na-approve sa Upwork. So, paano ka na nun? Mag-search ka na ulit how to get approved on Upwork. Tapos, ayun, tapos hindi ka pa ma-approve pa rin. So, ayun, nag-ano na ako, nag-reach out na ako sa mga coaches. Then, yun nga, nag-enroll na ako sa course para mas mabilis yung growth na gusto mo, yung makakuha ng client, which is, thanks God naman na balik naman sa akin na return of investment, kumbaga. So, ayun. Talagang yung Freelancing with Faith na title ng YouTube channel nyo, nakaka-relate din talaga ako. Kasi alam ko na, bali, pag wala talaga yung faith, wala talaga yung mangyayari sa akin. Yung sa, ano, marami kasing maraming plano, mga ganyan. Pero doon ako sa freelancing napunta talaga. So, ayun. Yun nga yung sinasabi ko sa marami din. Kasi yung marami nang nag-i-inquire sa'yo, diba? Paano ba mag-freelance? Paano ba mga ganyan? So, syempre, first, sasabihin mo lang na gumawa ka na Upwork, gumawa na Upwork account. Mag-optimize ka ng social media mo. So, di ba mga ganun yung basic? So, tapos, sinasamahan ko talaga, mag-pray ka ng pray harder. So, pray harder. Kasi, yung effort mo, I mean, it will go to waste if you will not pray, I mean, get it to your faith.
Yes. Yes. Teka, may nag-comment pala,
Mama ko yan. Hello.
Hello po. Good evening.
Here ba dyan, mom and mother? Kasi, lulubing na tayo.
May suporta si mother. Ayan. At least, actually, ang follow-up ko kasi is gaano katagal yung transition mo from, since sinabi mo na less than a month. So, it's possible. Ayan, sa mga viewers natin. Possible. At saka, yes. Tama yun na may mga community rin na ngayon ng mga Facebook community, Facebook groups na kung saan kayong pwedeng matuto. Kaya, kumagal.
Yeah, most importantly, yung faith.
Yes!
Dati nga, yun nga, yung mga in-interview din ako before, sinasabi ko, mag-grocery kayo, kasi yung lalo na yung 9 days, novena, yun. Ginawa ko din yung dati.
Saya, ayos yun na, diba? Ayan, so hindi lang nga talaga freelancing talagang with faith dapat. Huwag kakalimutan ang inyong mga faith. Ayan, since ngayon na may dalawa ka ng anak at syempre freelancer ka na full time, ano yung, may routine ka bang nagagawa? Ano yung typical day for you? Yun.
So, actually, meron akong daily schedule na sinusunod, na ginawa ko lang last week. Last week ko lang ito sinulat. Which is, kasi, nandito kami sa bago na place, nila Hubby. Then, yun, ngayon ko palang na-establish ulit yung schedule namin. Especially now na meron na kaming mga assistant din dito sa bahay, ganun. So, ayun, 6 a.m. Ito pala may notebook ako.
Yun.
So, awakan ko na. So, 6 a.m. wake up time and prayer. So, yun, importante din talaga. Tapos, yun, yung was isa sa mga favorite prayer ko din yung kay Brother Bo, yung Today, I receive all of God's love for me. Yun, alam ni Sis Connie yan. Alam mo din, Sis Belle.
Yes, novena to God's love.
Yes, yun. Tapos, I mean, 6 to 7 a.m., yun, meditation and yoga. Tapos, lately lang din, yun nga, napanood ko nga yung sa, ano nyo, yung about sa meditation. Kasi yung meditation ko, hindi pala Christian. Yung nga sinabi ko kay, ano, kay Sis Connie na, ala, ang galing nung video nyo. Kasi, ano, lately lang, lately ko lang natapos yung 21 days na, ano, na challenge sa meditation. Tapos, meron namang magandang nangyari. I mean, meron siyang magandang effect sa akin. Especially pag yung may mga stress, tapos yung mga anak mo nag-iiyakan, or yung nagka-tantrums, di ba? Parang breathing exercise yun. Ang galing-galing lang. Tapos, yun nga, yung meditation, yung ngayon, yung sinasabi ko, meditation, gagawin ko na siya, Christian meditation. Tapos yun, yoga time. Lately talaga ang galing lang talaga nung naging maganda lang yung tawag dito yung naging routine ko. And thank God. So 7 to 8 a.m. It's either Zumba or food preparation. So food preparation, yung magluluto, ganun. Actually, ginawa ko siyang or kasi ano, minsan kasi nandito yung mga assistant namin sa bahay, minsan wala. So, ayun, kailangan ako pa rin yung gumawa ng food. Tsaka, nire-remind ko din yung sarili ko na ano, tawag dito, isa sa mga reason na nag-freelance ako is yung makapagluto para sa mga, sa family. Kaya, kailangan ko din talagang gawin yun para sa family. Tsaka para din sa sarili ko. Kasi ano siya, parang stress reliever din siya eh, sa mga nanay dyan. Ayun. So, 8 a.m. breakfast. 9 a.m. bath time and grooming time ng mga baby, especially yung toddler ko is, yung eldest ko is having online class ng 10 a.m. Kaya din siguro na ano ko na fix namin ni Javi yung routine para talaga din yung anak namin is makapasok siya ng on time, hindi siya na absent, hindi siya late, ganun ba. So ayun, 10 a.m. yung pasok niya. Then 11 a.m. usually team meeting or food preparation for lunch. So team meeting ano sa team namin. So ayun, minsan may mga 11 to 12 yun, parang pag may mga questions sila sa mga task, ganun. Ayun. So, 12 noon, lunchtime. So, 1 p.m., magpe-prepare ng milk and for prepare milk and nap time ng kids. So, ayun. Then, ito, 3 p.m., 3 o'clock prayer. Ito, ano kasi ito, dati wala ito eh. Ngayon talaga as in na ano siya, naging consistent. Pero, yeah, usually consistent. Usually consistent. Meron mong ganon? Usually consistent. Ayun. So, consistent na 3 o'clock prayer na, at yung habit na to is na-build ko siya, especially nung nagka-COVID symptoms ako. Ayun. So, sobrang prayer talaga. And then, 3 to 5 p.m. client work. So, either, hindi ko pa siya na-specify kung ano talaga yung mga client work. For example, kasi meron, minsan kasi, ano, it also means, prospecting to LinkedIn. Ganun. So, yan. and also yeah, client work. Then 5 p.m. Zumba or food preparation naman for dinner. At 6 p.m. kami magdi-dinner. So 7 p.m. rosary time namin with family. Hi mama, hi mother. And then naman si mother eh. Kaka-rosary lang namin kanina before to interview. So, yeah, thankful ako sa family ko, kina mama at papa na naging habit na namin ulit yung pag-pray at 7. Then, kasi actually bumalik yung habit namin na yan nung nag-start. Nagka-COVID yung kapatid na. Ayun. So, yan. 8 p.m. naman, yun, ito. 8 p.m. to 10, either a team meeting, client work, or prospecting, and submit proposals. So, yun, 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Sleep time ni mami.
Galing! Galing!
Oh, pero, yeah, syempre, struggle natin lahat yan. Alam ko, freelancer. Pero yun, 10 p.m. Thankful ako kay God na tinulungan niya talaga ako na establish yung routine ba. Kasi, after nung nagka-COVID symptoms, kami, buong pamilya, na-realize ko how important our health talaga. Then, yung sleep time talaga. Kasi nung before ako nagka-COVID symptoms, syempre, natutulog ng 1 a.m., ganun 12 midnight, minsan 3 a.m.
Grabe.
Oo. Ano kasi mga ganun, may mga moment na tapos, kasi diba, minsan kasi pag mommy, pag nagna-nap time ang mga babies, nagna-nap time ka rin. So, pag yung nap mo, minsan, mga 2 hours, mga ganon, yung nap sa afternoon. So, parang hindi ka na rin naantokin ng pagkagabi. Kaya ang ginagawa ko ngayon, hindi na ako sumasama sa nap time. Or kung sumasama man ako, I'll make sure na, nagigising ako ng 3 p.m. Yun. Tsaka nagigising lang talaga, hindi ako talaga totally sasama sa nap time na. As para makatulog ng maaga, ng
10 p.m. Yes. Grabe. Ayan, sabi ni Mother. Proud of you.
Yeah, we are also proud of you, sis. Galing.
Grabe. Nakita niyo naman yung schedule niya.
Pag-share naman dyan sa mga teachers.
Ang galing. Meron bang times na na hindi mo na fa-follow yung schedule? Anong ginagawa mo pag di mo na-follow?
Maraming times. Tsaka sinabi ko, parang na-establish ko siya, ayun, mga yeah, 1 month na din siguro na na-establish ko yung routine. And kung lately na, for example, maraming down moments din yung sa freelancing eh. Marami talagang for example, ma-feel down ka, then po, mag-ano ka na lang ng Netflix, sabi mo, mamang ni Netflix na lang ako buong araw. Or yung hindi na, tapos yung may mga series ng Netflix na, yung basta, alam niyo na yan, yung mga series.
Marathon na.
Oo, so, minsan nakatulog ng 3 a.m., ng 2 a.m. Pero yun, siyempre, di ba kinabukasan, pag late ka natulog, iba yung gising mo, sakit ng ulo, tapos parang hindi ka makapag-perform ng maayos kahit sa bahay, mainitin ng ulo, parang gano'n. So, sa work din, di, parang yung sa mga sa team mo. So, ayun, kinukorek ko din agad na talaga. Tapos, ang Netflix is dapat weekends lang. Ayun.
Oh, grabe ng yan. Willpower talaga ito.
Totoo. Kasi, di ba, yung sinasabi, ano, mga freelancers, hawak nyo yung time nyo, which is totoo. Pero, kung, di ba, kung hindi mo naman, control, I mean, hindi mo naman kukontrol yung sarili mo, parang ma-draw, doon ka na lang sa, ano, sa mga, parang, sa mga entertainment, magpupunta ka nun sa maraming entertainment.
Yeah, it takes discipline talaga.
Oo.
Discipline, yeah.
Super. Ayan, since banggit mo naman yung mga nag-e-echo ako. ano yun? Yung mga, may mga prayer time ka, may morning ka na, may 3 o'clock prayer ka pa. How has your faith impacted yung buhay mo ngayon as a mom, as a freelancer?
Iba, actually iba. Tapos ano, actually na-notice ko lang to nung kailan ba to? Nung isang araw, 2 days ago. As in, nung nagta-tantrums yung baby ko. Tapos ano na ako, breathing exercise. Breathing. Tapos ayun, bago ako nag-approach sa kanya or bago ako nag-approach sa kanya kung ano yung kailangan niya, kung ano yung problema niya, parang gano'n. So ano yung I make myself to a point na ko-consider ko yung feelings niya. Ayun, hindi na ako magre-react agad. So, be proactive na mommy. So, ayun. Then, ito din, actually, isa't isa din yon yung how to manage yung mga kids, mga tantrums, ganyan. So, ang next din is yung sa team, actually. Kasi, meron siyang magandang effect talaga. Na-realize ko yung mga benefits ng meditation, yung yoga, naalala ko na sa corporate, nung nasa corporate pa lang ako, nandun, meron kaming exercise. So, which is, syempre, paid ka na nun kasi nasa office ka na, nag-exercise ka. So, naisip ko na gawin din nila yun sa mga bahay nila. So, I told them na yung budget ko, 30 minutes lang na paid na gawin nila mag-meditate or mag-yoga or manood ng video ni Brother Bo. Yes. Yun. Sinabi ko sa kanila na yung 30 minutes na budget ko sa kanila is per day. Then, mag-send sila ng one to three sentence na reflection. Parang ano. Ano lang, simple way na siguro maalagaan din nila yung mental health and yung breathing exercise din. Yun yung na-realize ko lately, especially na after nung nagka-COVID symptoms nga kami. So, na-realize ko how important it is and mental health and of course your health overall. So, ayun. Kasi di ba pag nag-work from home, yung thin line na yung between you, your work, and your family. So, yung stress, yung demand for yourself to serve your family, to serve your clients, to serve yourself. I mean, and parang nandun yung maraming humihila sa'yo in different directions. So, you have to stand firm for yourself and to stand firm on your faith and to pray God na nabigyan ka ng wisdom, then guidance kung paano mo mababalance lahat. Sa totoo lang. Kasi hindi talaga kakayanin kung mag-isa ka lang. Yes. Ano ba yung tanong ulit? Tama ba yung sagot ko?
Nasagot naman.
Oo.
Saka ang galing, maganda yung practice na ginagawa mo sa team mo, ha? Parang it's worth emulating. Maganda siya. Nakaka-inspire.
Teka, ino-note ko nga yan.
Ganda, diba? Oo, why not? Kasi paid sila to do something na para din sa kanila naman yun. Mm-mm. Galing.
Galing. Tapos, follow up lang. Meron ka bang mga favorite Bible verses dyan na parang anchor verse mo na nagre-remind sa'yo in case you need an inspiration, ganyan.
Ano, yun, ano ba yun? Wait lang. Patawin ko si Google. Hindi, ano, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Mm. Ano yung verse na yun, sis?
Philippians yun, alam ko eh. Philippians.
4, chapter 4, verse 13.
Oh, alam yun, di ba?
Favorite.
Galing. Yeah. Kaya ano eh, minsan, hindi lang mga quotes from, alam mo yung mga popular people, kasi nasa Bible naman na yung inspiration na need natin. Di ba? Ayan, so, pwede na tayong gumawi sa ano, sa tips mo. Alam ko naman yun yung inaabang ano iba dito. Ayan, no? Proud team member. Oh, di ba? Sa Realin Lito. Oh, kilig. Welcome. Welcome sa aming channel. Tanungin mo na yung ano mo. Kulitin mo na yan si Ivy. ano na?
Subscribe and
click the bell. Oh.
Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, yes. And ano, ang tawag dito? Doon na tayo sa tip mo about sa how to reach or get clients on LinkedIn para sa mga ano natin, freelancers na hindi pa rin, nagda-doubt pa rin sa LinkedIn, parang tinatamad or something. So, go ahead. Ano mo na? Take it away na.
Ayun. So, for LinkedIn naman, ayan. Ayun na, ako na. So, ayun, for prospecting on LinkedIn, so, of course, you have to first optimize your profile. Right? So, when I say optimize your profile, you have to make your section your LinkedIn banner. So it will be the first image that your target client will see. So of course your LinkedIn banner must have your value proposition. So, who are your target clients? So, what are your services? And who are your target clients? What are your services? And what will be the overview of your process? Right. So, there. So that is your LinkedIn banner, right? Then on the next one would be your profile picture. I mean your LinkedIn profile. Then so make it professional, make it clean. So actually, I know you have heard a lot about this, that yeah, you optimize your profile, ganito ganyan. Pero ang tanong is, ginagawa mo ba siya? So, kailangan mo siyang gawin right now. Kasi yung pag-optimize lang ng profile, madaming magiging effect na niyan sa sa'yo, sa gusto mong mangyari, sa gusto mong ma-achieve. Diba? So, kung gusto mong mag to get more clients on LinkedIn, so, most probably, people, your target market will search the keywords that you want to be on the search results. So, for example, web developer ka or web designer. So, on your LinkedIn header, so your title, so you will already include in there, for example, I help your target market. You put your target market, your, for example, coaches, for example, consultants. Then get, for example, I help coaches build their website that converts. So, for example, so that's just a simple example. So, you build your header, then your about section. So, make your about section be filled with a lot of keywords that most probably your target market will be searching for you. So, for example, if you are a virtual assistant, make it to a point that in your about section, you will have the keywords virtual assistant, who you want to work with, how does it work? I mean, how does your process work? And if you have testimonials, you can also put in your about section. And of course, the most important thing to put in your about section is how they can contact you directly. I know there are a lot of, for example, a lot of clients that I have served as well. They want it na, why am I putting all of these details on my about section? Why? The contact information can be seen on the contact section of your LinkedIn account. So why am I still putting the contact details on my about section? So basically, we want to have less what do you call this? Yung ano ba, friction, less friction from your target market. So, for example, your target market are executives. So, when they see your profile, they will go directly to your about section. And then, so that's why we want to have lesser friction as to they will still search for your contact number on the contact section. So, as long as they already see your Calendly link, for example, your Calendly link, you want them to book a call with you. So, you can already put that one at the bottom part of your LinkedIn about section. So, there also, in your featured section, I wish I can show you right now with how it is presented, but yeah, adding feature section on LinkedIn will be best to like feature your post, feature your work, the links. You can put there the links of your previous work. So yeah, I can talk about all day about profile optimization, but definitely that is only one of the strategies that you can get clients on LinkedIn. But the second would be you have to make yourself visible. So that's why you have to post. You have to in your post, you will include hashtags to make yourself visible if your target client will be searching for those specific hashtags. And yeah, so, and of course, the third one is engage. We call it cheerleading. So, cheerleading means you go to your client, your target market profile, then you visit their post and you can comment, you can leave you can leave a comment or you can like and engage to their post, all right? So that your name will appear at the top of the notification of your target market. So for example, Ivy liked this post. Ivy commented on this post. So, sabi, iniisipin ni prospect, wow, grabe naman to. Nag-effort talaga. Nag-effort siya na mapansin ko siya. So, ayun. So, magko-comment ka. Then, isa din is to do direct messaging campaigns. So this is DM. This is what we call DM campaigns, or may sinasabi na mga term like outreach, LinkedIn outreach. So, yeah. So there. For LinkedIn outreach naman, you will have like, for example, three message sequence. So you have connection request, you have follow-up message, and then your message where you already pitch your service. Pitching in a way na dapat yung script mo is like really resonates to your target market. Okay, so dyan talaga nagma-matter. Actually, merong mga job post na I'm looking for LinkedIn experts who write message sequence, mga ganun. So, merong mga job post na sinasabi, I'm looking for LinkedIn specialist who can optimize my profile. Mga ganong job post, which is those job posts. Ano ba yung sinasabi ko? yung pag-optimize ng profile. So, sabi ko nga, mag-optimize ng profile, yung direct messaging campaign, then, ano pa ba? Engagement, and post, and, yun. Basically, ang usually, makaka-close ka ng deal when you are doing your direct messaging campaign, your conversation. You build relationship, you build conversation with your client, with your prospects. Okay? So, paano ba yung pag sinasabing build conversation, build build relationship. So you make it to the point na you can when you send connection request, right? When you send connection request, you look up, I mean, you research them first, your target client. For example, there is this one client that we have na coach siya, and then he's targeting executives. And also this one client who is a career coach, targeting international students. So they really made it to the point na nag-resonate yung connection request nila. So they have higher rate of acceptance. So meron kasing mga ano, mga prospects na scene zone lang, hindi kaya na-accept, you know. So ayun, ayun, so dapat nagre-resonate. So you can mention their school, their company that they're working, and for example, their post. You can also mention that in your connection request. Alright? So, for example, hi, Coney. Hi, Belle. Hi, Coney. I can see you are, I can see that you are working here in this company. So, ano ba yung sample, ano namin? Connection request. So, ayan. So, I can see that you're working in this company, and I am, wait lang ha, ipu-pull up ko lang yung ano.
If gusto mo rin mag-share ng LinkedIn profile mo, sabihin mo lang. Kere lang.
Ah, okay. Sige. Meron nga pala mo, ano. Mag-share ng wala akong slides na pinapalo. Ayun. ayun, ito. Ayan. So, actually, yung ang gusto ko lang naman sabihin, na kasi naglo-loading na yung computer ko. Ang gusto ko lang talaga sabihin is, make it to the point na your connection request, your messages, your follow-up message will really resonate your target market. And dapat yung target market mo din is highly targeted, like in the filters, for example, on LinkedIn, kasi may mga filter dyan, kung ano yung job nila, kung ano yung location, kung ano yung for example, even on doing LinkedIn ads, you can filter age, you can filter job titles, and yeah, a lot of things. So basically, I just want to say is make it highly targeted, and also LinkedIn algorithm is also favoring those users, LinkedIn users who are on their search bar, that they are researching mostly the same industry or the same niche. So yun, parang para in favor si LinkedIn algorithm din sa'yo. Ayun, naglo-loading na nga yung computer ko, hindi ko ma-open. So, ayan. So, and also, sa mga, I know this talk actually, maybe most of our audience will be freelancers who wants to get clients on LinkedIn. So mostly organic, right? So on LinkedIn kasi, even on Facebook, even on Instagram, you can do organic marketing. But you can also do ads. You can also run ads for your freelancing business. So on LinkedIn, posible din siya. At nakakuha ka rin ng leads using LinkedIn ads. So yeah, that is also one of our services, and which is very helpful. If you're familiar with Facebook and Instagram, they also have those kind of features. So yeah. And ano ba? So to get clients on LinkedIn, yeah, basically. And also when it comes to LinkedIn outreach, or what they call DM or direct messaging campaign, they have limit per day. So before, nakakasend ka ng 100 per day. So ng connection request. So ngayon, what happened is na-limit to ng 20. So actually much lesser pa. So mas yung ang tendency, marami kasing mga agency din na LinkedIn agency kagaya ng sa amin na nag-o-offer ng ganitong service na lead generation. So and mostly pag lead generation nasa connection request, yung mga message sequence na mga messages na templated nga talaga naman na syempre gagawa ka ng template. Pero make it to the point na mag-resonate nga siya. So, yun nga, yung limit na 20 per day na lang is, yun, yung kaya sinasabayan namin siya ng ibang way, like for example yun nga yung engagement, yung pagpo-post. So usually it's a package. So it's not just posting, it's not just direct messaging. So it's actually a combination of strategies that you will apply, kasi yun nga, yeah, it's an overall strategy. Kaya sinasabi ko din sa client ko yun na for example, those that hire us for LinkedIn content, yun. Kasi isa yun sa mga lead gen strategies din yun. Hindi kasi kami meron kasing mga lead gen pala na nang-scrape sila ng mga emails, tapos gumagamit ng mga automation tools, yung escape ng mga information, ganun. So, hindi ganun yung strategy namin na ganun. So, kami is more on organic. So, ayun. Yeah, tinuturo na din ito sa tribe. Wala sana na. Then, yung basic is really to post and to send direct message. Ang dami ko bang sinabi?
Ay. Sorry na, mali ako ng pindot. Ayan.
Sorry. Oh no.
Thank you. I just sent you a connect request. Hinanap na kita sa LinkedIn.
Ang laki ng binago niya, no? From 100 to 20. Ganun na pala yun. So, may follow-up question ako. Kung ikaw yung, kailangan ba pag alimbawa, ginagawa mo to sa client, alimbawa, kasi yung client mo, dito siya kumukuha ng client, di ba? So, magla-login ka on behalf sa account ni client.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Okay, sige. Thank you sa tips na yan. Marami akong noted yung parang guilty ako dyan. Ah. Dami kong di ginagawa. Lalo na yung... Anyway, punta tayo sa next section nitong interview session. Nasa ano na tayo? Fast Q&A. Okay, ano lang? Sige. A or B, either or, nada talaga nan. Go ahead, Belle, go na.
Yan, ready na, sis Ivy, ah. Okay, first question. Sana hindi maglag yung mga internet connection natin. Kasi sa akin, nagpipreeze din ako minsan. Anyway, first question, dog or cat?
Cat.
Diet or exercise?
Pwede both?
Pwede naman. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Texting or talking?
Talking.
Invisibility or super strength?
Super strength.
Beach or mountain?
Beach and mountain. Nandito kasi kami sa beach at sa mountain sa kabila.
Ay, wow, ganda. Sarap. Ganaman. Good. Souls yan.
Isolated.
Punta
kayo dito, sis.
Oo nga. Anong province ulit? Ano ba? Nasa province, di ba? Tama ba?
Surigao.
Yeah. Sarap. Pagkatapos ng COVID, meron na kami pupuntahan dyan. This is Cons. Yes. Oo. Okay, read or write?
Write? And read?
Eto, e-book, hard copy, or audiobook?
Hard copy.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Oh, nasagot mo na kanina to eh. schedule mo eh. Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Ask permission.
What was your dream when you were a child?
Ano ba? Wala. Kailan ba nag-start na mag-dream?
Yung pag tinatanong ka, anong gusto mo maging pag laki mo?
Teacher, syempre ay nanonood si mama eh.
Oh. Yun ang default na sagot. Ayan. What is something that you could eat or drink for a week straight? Isang linggo diretso, except for water and rice.
Ayun. Yung cheese whiz na lalagay sa tinapay. Kaya tumama ako wala, lalo nung ano. Dati.
No judgment.
Kailangan na talaga mag-diet, sis.
Kaya pala pa na yoga saka ano mo ha, Zumba mo.
Oo. Kasi mahirap na pag magkasakit tsaka pag magka-COVID.
Kaso yung ka-or naman ng Zumba mo or food prep eh.
Tawa. Naka-or. Minsan lang yung Zumba. Yung yoga sa meditation.
O yan, sige. Last question, but not the least. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Ano ba? Tinatago ko yung ano, wait lang, honestly, tinatago ko yung tanong ko. Ang tanong ko kasi is why? Why? Para kasi ano eh, hindi kasi dapat nagtatanong naman yun. Bakit ganito yung nangyayari ganun?
Hindi, valid. Valid yan si. Sige, go lang. No wrong or right answers.
Tama. Pero, yun. Why? Kasi parang naano ako ngayon. I mean, yung actually naipost ko pala, nag-question ako, why am I into freelancing? Parang kini-question ko na sa ngayon. At teka, pwede mo mag-share? Natatanong pa pala kayo. Ayun. Wala. Hindi, kasi ano, lately, parang kini-question ko yung ano, parang yung bakit ako na-freelance, parang, para why not, parang bumalik na lang sa ano, corporate. Kasi iniisip ko nga, yung biggest why ko dati is yung baby ko na ma-first feed siya. Tapos, yun nga, ang nangyari ngayon is na na-forced win namin siya na anong nung nagka-COVID symptoms nga kami. So, na-forced win siya na pinastop nga namin siya. Yun, parang iba yung feeling ko ngayon na dati kasi kahit nag-work ako, nakadede siya dito. Tapos, parang minsan, parang yung setup na yun, parang yun yung parang nabibigay sa akin ng focus. Na siguro yung iba, iniisip na distracted to kasi ano, may nag-debate, may dumidate. Pero pala, sa akin, parang doon ako nag-ano na makapag-focus, ganyan, na, na mag-work while yung for example, yung gadede mo. So, ayun, parang yun yung question ko ngayon na ano. Kaya, sinasabi ko din sa team namin na ano, kung as much as possible, merong pupunta dito sa amin kasi naka-remote lang sila, di ba? So, pupunta dito na mag-meeting kami every week, ganun, na para ma-remind din ako na ala, kailangan ko mag-work, kailangan ko din i-push, i-grow yung business natin na kasi kasi tingin ko me as a person, parang or, yeah, siguro sa atin naghanap tayo ng bigger meaning on what we are doing. Tapos, kasi hindi lang yung mga dreams na dapat may ganito, may sasakyan, may bahay, may mga ganyan. Parang, hindi kasi parang na-realize ko, hindi kasi sapat na yung parang ganun yung big whys mo. Naghahanap ako ng bagong why, actually. kaya nung nagtanong kayo, ano yung tanong kay God is why, what will be my biggest why ulit ngayon? So, siguro, yeah, my team, my family, and hopefully, bigyan ako ni Lord ng sagot na mas malaking why on serving, on doing freelancing, kasi, yeah, it's not really about the money lang pala, actually.
Galing. On that note, that concludes our fast Q&A. Thank you. Ang ganda. Ang ganda.
Any, ito na. One last piece of advice sa mga aspiring freelancers.
Ayun. So, sa mga freelancers, sa gustong mag-freelance din, ang advice ko is don't give up. And find your biggest why talaga. Kasi, yeah, alam ko madaming magiging, maraming magiging challenges and maraming distractions. Maraming magsasabi din na yung stable pa dyan, may ano ka, bali nakapagtapos ka ng pag-aaral, ganyan. Tapos, nag-college ka, 5 years ka pang nag-college, tapos, diyan ka lang pala sa bahay, tapos, hindi pa related yung kinapos mo sa dun sa ginagawa mo ngayon. Parang, oo. Tapos, oo, syempre, pwede namang, dati, yun talaga yung six figures. Tapos, yun, kasi, pag, alam ko, yung most of the freelancers din na, pag na-reach mo na din yung point na yun, parang, I don't know kung, ano yung mo pa na, mag, ilang figures ka pa dyan. So, ano, kailangan yung, yun. Kasi, for example, me as a mom, kailangan din na balance. Kasi hindi pwedeng puro ka lang kuha ng client. So, or yun. Hindi kailangang tawag dito yung sa sarili mo din, kailangan mo rin maalagaan. Kasi yun nga. Yun nga, sinasabi ko. Kailangan matulog ng maayos, maaga, and yun. So, wag lang mag-give up and kailangan alam mo yung biggest why mo, kung kanino ka bumabangon. Then, mas maganda talaga na may niche ka din. So, yung niche or yung industry, siguro kahit yung industry hindi lang, kahit hindi masyadong specific. So, pero kung niche yung service na nire-render mo, mas maganda na specific para hindi ka aral ng aral, hindi ka masyadong ma-overwhelm. Kasi online, madami kang pwedeng matutunan, madami kang ma-overwhelm ka lang sa kung paano ka mag-start. Kasi madami talagang opportunities sa ano, sa online ngayon. So, pumili ka lang ng isang niche. Then, kung gusto mo mag-virtual assistant muna, kagaya nung sa akin, nag-start ako sa virtual assistant, then dun ko na na-discover kung ano yung ipuperso ko na niche. So, go ahead. Bale. So, ayun. It's not really necessary na ano na kailangan may mga profile ka, may portfolio ka na ano maayos. So ang importante yung specific yung service mo, and then actually yung current na, for example, na yung current job mo, for example, may corporate job ka, then para mag-brainstorm ka ng konti na kung ano yung service na pwede mong ma-offer online na related dun sa skills, current skills mo na. So, ayun. So, then you try to offer that skill online. And yun nga, maghanap ka ng client through social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, which is, kung makita ka nila, make yourself visible. Hindi naman kailangan, sobrang intelligent yung post mo, or sobrang smart yung post mo. Kailangan mo lang maging present. Nakikita ka ng client. Nakita ka ng target market mo. So, yun. First of all, optimize your profile nga. Madami nang nagsasabi nito, pero kung di mo pa ginagawa, wala mangyayari. So, action lang, mga kapatid.
Yes, yun lagi namin nire-remind dito. Execute agad, hindi lang aral ng aral, brothers and sisters.
Correct. Ayan, meron ka bang may sa description nitong video, share ko na yung LinkedIn profile ni Ivy. Pero kung may iba ka pa bang ipopromote, go ahead lang.
Ah, sige. Maybe this week or next week, yung ipopush na namin yung Facebook group na pinapromise ko dun sa mga tao na na nag-inquire sa akin. Nagagawa kami ng Facebook group ganito. Or, tapos, ayun. Yeah. Facebook group, I will post it on my Facebook account or LinkedIn.
About ano yan, yung LinkedIn?
General, freelancing, getting clients.
Okay. Sige. I-add ko na lang yung Facebook mo. Parang wala yata yung link ng Facebook.
I-add wala ko na lang. Wala.
Create pa lang.
Ah, hindi. Ipopost niya sa Facebook niya eh. So, kailangan alam din nila yung Facebook niya.
Ah, okay.
Tama ba ako?
Facebook page.
Oh, personal. Kahit Facebook personal. Carry lang yan. Sige, ayan. Sige, that's it for us, for our viewers out there. Share with us in the comment section. Ano yung biggest takeaway nyo during this live session? Kahit isang biggest takeaway lang sa comment section. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure that you are subscribed, click the bell. And we are live every Monday and Thursday. Mondays are for our live worship session. Thursday is for our regular programming like this one, interview, or kami muna ni Sis Bel, ganyan. Like next week, kami muna ulit. Sana wag kayong magsasawa sa amin. And the next week after is another guest ulit. So, ayun lang. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a blessed week. Bye!
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast with Connie and Mel. Did you enjoy this podcast? If so, we hope you will share our show with your friends and family. Check out Mel's website at socialbellph.com and Connie's website at conniesabala.com to get to know us. Make sure to listen to our next episode, and we look forward to sharing more freelancing tips and stories with you.